1320 AM, W248 DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. NATO aircraft intercepted drones in Polish airspace overnight.
Whether it was intentionally or not, it is absolutely reckless.
The drones, believed to be from Russia, represent the most serious spillover of the war in Ukraine to date, NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte.
Allies are resolved to defend every inch of Allied territory.
President Trump was to speak to Poland's president today. There are thousands of U.S. troops in that country. The latest economic report shows slowing inflation at the wholesale level. Here's CBS's Kelly O'Grady.
When I look at this, and if I'm the Federal Reserve, I'm looking at this and saying, hey, we've got a problem in the jobs market. It's weakening. We got some good inflation data. More motivation for a rate cut on Wednesday.
That is the next Fed meeting on Wall Street at this hour. The S&P 500 jumped to a new record. The Dow Jones Industrials lower by 254. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.
Connecting audiences, powering brands. This is Civic Media. Learn more at civicmedia.us/advertise.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers and the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin have submitted their final proposal for the state's Broadband Equity Access and Deployment Program. According to a press release, the final proposal was submitted to the National Telecommunications and Information Administration last week. The program seeks to make affordable and reliable high-speed internet available to all homes and businesses in the state. If the final proposal is approved, construction on new broadband infrastructure could begin in 2026. The Portage County Sheriff's Office is hosting a concealed carry weapons class later this month. The class is taught by sheriff's deputies who are certified Department of Justice firearm instructors. The class will be held on Saturday, September 27th from 8 until noon at the Portage County Annex. The cost is $50 per person. They're also offering a basic handgun course from 1 to 4 that afternoon. It will be held at the Portage County Law Enforcement Range in the town of Dewey. Total for both classes is $75 per student. Registration is open now for Mid-State Technical College's midterm start classes that begin in October. New students can start a program or just take a class or two. Current students have an opportunity to add a class to their fall schedule. Midterm start class options include over 100 class sections of general education and program-specific courses. You can find out more and view the full list at mstc.edu. The next Ruby's Pantry is coming up soon. The September date is Saturday the 20th. It's at Pitch Early Learning Center in Wisconsin Rapids. Each food bundle is $25 and approximately 70 pounds of food. Distribution is from 8 to 9:15 a.m. Cash pay only on site. Come early and line up in the parking lot. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
It's the Brewers and the Rangers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball this afternoon, where the Rangers host the Brewers to wrap up their three-game series in Arlington, Texas. The Rangers winning again last night, 5-4, thanks to another great performance by their rookie center fielder, Michael Hellman. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Take your hat off to Texas. They made great defensive plays. I mean, kid in center field, I think he changed the game. Runs down Durbin's ball and then robs a home run from Turang.
NFL, the Packers signed Christian Watson to a one-year extension worth over $13 million. They host the Washington Commanders tomorrow night. College football, the Badgers play at number 19th ranked Alabama for the first time ever this Saturday. Wisconsin has not beat a ranked team on the road in 4 years.
We hear the noise. We try and block it out as much as we can, but we hear it. So just being able to go out there and prove ourselves right. You know, we work just as hard as anyone else, if not harder, and we're excited for our opportunity to show that.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. And for Friday, we warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 64.
To everyone who craves a fresh meal made just for you, Let our team member Jacob share what's special about Culver's.
In Wisconsin, our food comes from the heart. And taking the time to handcraft your meal with care is how we've always done it at Culver's. It's why your Butterburger doesn't touch the grill until after you order.
Come to Culver's and let us serve you a Butterburger made special just for you.
From Wisconsin with love.
Welcome to Delicious.
Culver's on 8th Street South in Wisconsin Rapids.
From Eau Claire to Green Bay.
Oh, my goodness, a powerful run to the house.
And Milwaukee to Madison.
Under duress, and it's a safety.
The tradition of Badger football lives here.
Touchdown, Wisconsin.
Join us Saturday. Wisconsin travels to Tuscaloosa to take on Alabama. Our coverage begins at 9 a.m.
Now we'll get rolling.
On your home for Wisconsin football.
Here on 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR.
Maggie Dawn.
At the top of the show, I'm joined by former ambassador and former White House ethics czar, Norm Eisen. We discuss why the Epstein files matter more broadly for government accountability.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Hey, welcome to the third hour of our program. On the line with us, our buddy and my colleague and friend, John Fugelsang, the actor, comedian, radio host. He's on Sirius XM Progress right here, Channel 127, from 9 p.m. Eastern Time or 6 p.m. Pacific Time every night. Host of the John Fugelsang podcast as well. You can find it on Apple and wherever fine podcasts are available. His website, John Fugelsang, FUGELSANG.com, or sexyliberal.com. John Fugelsang on Twitter, et cetera. Do I have all that right, John?
That sounds pretty impressive, Mr. Hartman. Thank you very much for having me on to flog my humble book. It's great to see you.
Which is the most important thing? You've got a new book out, Separation of Church and Hate, A Sane Person's Guide to Taking Back the Bible from Fundamentalist Fascists and Flock Fleecing Frauds. Let's just go through this thing. First of all, what provoked you to write this book, John?
Well, a lot of things, Tom. Mainly being tired of seeing my mom and dad's religion used as a cloaking device for hatred, bigotry, and double talk and jive. Like many, I was raised in a Christianity that I was told was supposed to be about the teachings of Jesus, forgiveness, compassion, empathy, love, the guy who in Matthew 25 commands individuals and nations, heaven or hell, you have to take care of the poor, take care of the sick, welcome the stranger, and be kind to those in prison. That was Jesus's recipe for what a Christian nation would be, not screaming at women outside clinics or persecuting trans kids. And millions of Christian people have grown up to feel like that religion of peace has been hijacked by this mean little racist tax-free clique. And for me and my generation, it was really seeing the segregationists of the 60s lose their mojo after Nixon and realize in the late 70s, early 80s that abortion was going to be the key to getting them global power. They don't fight for anything Jesus actually talks about. They don't listen to Jesus. They fight for him. They worship him. And they reject his teachings. Jesus was against the death penalty, never mentioned abortion, but we've now seen two generations of Christians groomed, Mr. Hartman, to vote against everything Jesus ever talked about, to ban abortion, which Jesus never talked about. It's evangelical Christians that gave us comb over Caligula, Donald Trump. This movement does not fight for anything Jesus actually talked about. And this book is a guide for believers of all faiths and atheists and agnostics. Anyone who's ever going to have to deal with one of these hateful right-wing fundamentalists or Christian nationalists. And it's a guide to everything they got wrong and how on every issue that divides us, if you're debating a Christian nationalist, even if you're an atheist, Jesus is probably on your side. It's got exactly the scripture you need to show everybody else at the cookout that your uncle racist isn't actually following that book he waves around so bombastically.
Yeah, absolutely. Jesus never mentioned homosexuality either, and yet they used the Bible to go after queer people.
I would say in the piece that I would argue in Matthew 19, which they used to argue Jesus was against gay marriage, he was really against straight divorce, but he says in Matthew 19 that gay men were born that way, and I go deep into it in the book.
Yeah,
Yeah, absolutely. What type of you talk about this a lot on your program on SiriusXM, and I realize religion is such a central part of your life, and it is mine too. Although I actually rarely talk about it on this program.
Well, but belief and religion are not the same thing, as you've helped teach me, Mr. Hartman.
There you go. So how best to engage a fundamentalist? I mean, if you've got a neighbor or a friend or somebody who, you know, just you're having lunch or, you know, sitting around the house or the, you know, the you know, whatever, and they you know, drop some bomb like, you know, those damn, you know, fill in the blanks, you know, those queer people, yeah, those black people,
oh,
those women who all want abortions. You know, how do you step into that?
Well, first off, I advise not. I think if you can avoid it and talk about sports or Star Wars, why ruin the cookout, right? But if you just have to, if you live with this person, or if this person's being abusive, or if someone's just, you know, ruining the, you know, the relative, you guys all have that uncle. He comes over for Thanksgiving and he's still mad about Pride Week and it's November. Here's what I find. I find that if you engage these people using scripture, okay, don't just call them superstitious bigots, even though they might be, but if you actually use the scripture that they claim to follow, you're not going to convert them, okay? But they might appreciate you took the time to meet them on their own terrain. Let's be honest. Mm-hmm. Our right-wing Christian friends have spent their entire lives having right-wing media tell them that liberals hate them and look down on them, and I don't believe in giving them any reason to play martyr and prove that they're right. I think you got to be nice. You got to be willing to model turning the other cheek. And I don't think you'll reach them, but you may reach their wives, their kids, and the same people at the cookout if you can model how to calmly discuss what the Bible really says. And the most important part of it is you should not debate them. Make them debate God. Make them debate Jesus. I was on CNN a couple weeks ago with our old pal Scott Jennings, future Senate candidate in Kentucky, and it was all about the illegals. I don't call them illegals, Tom. I call them Christian refugees. It infuriates the right people, and it's more correct. And I finally just said to Mr. Jennings, who's always been very polite to me, I said, look, the God of the Hebrew Scriptures commands us to welcome the stranger and says we have to treat the alien as one of our own. Jesus says individuals and nations will be judged by how we treat them. Why should I listen to you and Donald Trump instead of God and Jesus? If you know the scripture, you don't have to debate these people. Make them fight God. Make them fight the Nazarene, because that's who they're going against on most of the issues that divide us.
What in your mind, we're talking with John Fugelsang, he's got a new book out, Separation of Church and Hate, and it's absolutely brilliant, and it's a sane person's guide, I mean literally a sane person's guide to taking back the Bible from fundamentalist fascists and flock fleecing frauds. What I've always been, you know, very fond of the Sermon on the Mount and Matthew 25, and frankly, my favorite scripture is scripture that's not scripture. It's the Book of Thomas.
Yes.
You know, which is the kind of mystical canon that never quite made it in, but apparently was a big deal back in the day. Mm-hmm. But what in your mind? What are the top four or five bits of scripture that anybody who is might be anticipating one of these confrontations should know and read?
Sure, you know, it helps to know just a little bit. Like I said, I find that the right wingers they may appreciate that, you know, it's better to show them in the Bible where Jesus isn't an immigrant hating homophobe than just calling them an immigrant hating homophobe. You know, Tom, they'll all fall back on Leviticus, God's terms and conditions for the freed Egyptian slaves. As Israelites,
that's easy. You just ask them if they're wearing a cotton polyester shirt.
Right.
You're
right,
going to go to hell. I've got to stone you right now.
And they haven't been raised with that. They don't know. All they know is Leviticus 18. Man and man is an abomination.
Yeah.
The whole book is, you know, the guides to keeping your nomadic Hebrew tribes numbers up for 40 years with no antibiotics or Wi-Fi. It's the same reason why it has don't have sex on your period, why there's no incest. It was all about have more babies. No one was ever actually stoned to death, that the Bible tells us, for hooking up with other guys. But they'll use this, right? Jesus brings a new covenant. Leviticus does not apply to Christians. The biggest thing, Tom, is Christians aren't supposed to follow the Bible. Christians are supposed to follow Christ, but Christ is a little too inconveniently woke for a lot of these people. And historically, let's go back to Columbus and the Crusades and American slavery and segregation. He always has been a little too woke for a lot of his fan clubs. So, you know, I believe in thumping the Bible thumpers with the Bible. There's throughout the whole history of the religion, it's been this. And in the case of our gay brothers and sisters, we've seen how many liberals have talked a lot of grandparents and parents out of so much homophobia in the last 30 years. But yeah, they want to say Leviticus 18, it's an abomination. Then you tell them, well, in Leviticus 20:10, it commands you to stone adulterers to death. So why don't you head on over to Mar-a-Lago and I'll let the Secret Service know you're on your way. I mean, they weaponize scripture they don't believe in. And that's what I'll say to them. When they quote Leviticus at me, I'll say, you don't believe in Leviticus. You don't live by it. You don't follow it. Do you stone people to death for working on Saturday? No? Then you don't get to use it against those gay people. Jesus commands you to treat the way you treat him.
Yeah, well,
it's
well,
not that tough. You know it, Tom. I mean, these people haven't read the book, and they're counting on you not having read the book. And if you're sick of the Democratic Party seeding spirituality the way they've seemingly seeded the flag, it's a great guide. I'm done waiting for the Democratic Party or the media to start asking tough follow-up questions. No one ever asked Mike Pence, where does Jesus drive the gay wedding cakes out of the temple? It's just de facto in this country. Yeah. If you're if you're Christian, people assume you think the government should force women to be pregnant against their will, and you hate gay people, and you don't like immigrants. And all of that has nothing to do with the actual teachings of Jesus. You don't need to believe in it as literal fact to use it against these frauds.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. What we're talking with John Fugel, saying he's got a new book out, Separation of Church and Hate, and it's just brilliant. How did we get here, John?
How much time you got?
Yeah, well, actually, I have a minute and 30 seconds.
Okay, so here's what happens. Jesus is this incredibly liberal guy, but his PR guy is this uptight, sexually frustrated conservative named Paul. Paul pours all of his homophobia and misogyny into the words, and Jesus' Jewish friends were all getting knocked off by Paul's friends back home. So Paul, because he's a Roman citizen and a Pharisee, can travel around the Holy Land, sell the movement. Hey, it's eternal salvation. You can have bacon, keep your foreskin. Within 300 years, the empire that killed Jesus takes over his operation, and now it's no longer a persecuted sect. It's a big imperial religion that persecutes smaller sects like Muslims and Jews. But Tom, the whole history of organized Christianity is brutality. Columbus, Doctrine of Discovery, Spanish Inquisition, American slavery, the Holocaust, segregation, homophobia. But throughout the whole history of it, it's always been Christians doing the evil. But the entire history of Christian resistance is Christ followers, people who follow the Jesus parts and their allies, fighting back against authoritarian Christians. There's a great history of Christian activism in this world, Tom,
and
it has always always manifested itself. All great Christian activism has been resistance to Christian authoritarianism.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. You know, right down to the guy who wouldn't call himself a Christian, Thomas Jefferson, cutting all the miracles out of the Bible, but saying, hey, read the rest of this stuff. I mean, the Jefferson Bible is still in print.
And that's back when cutting and pasting meant something. Never forget, the first ever act of protest by a white person in this hemisphere was Bartolomeo de las Casas, the Catholic priest on Columbus's boat, who wrote back to Spain to protest the way the indigenous people were being treated. So when the Republicans tell you no one knew it was wrong back then, they knew. Yeah. They've always known. There's always been protest. And when Christians did slavery, it was Christ's followers like the Quakers and Harriet Tubman and Frederick Douglass who resisted. When Christians gave us segregation, it was the Baptist minister MLK who shamed them with that Bible they claimed to follow. That's the whole history of the faith, and you don't need to believe in it as literal fact to fight back against these people using the book.
There you go. Hang on just a second. We're going to get stepped on here.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
The book is Separation of Church and Hate. The author, John Fugel, saying, also you can, of course, hear him right here on Sirius Progress 127 at 9 p.m. Thank you, John.
Tom, you're the best radio host in the world. Thanks for having me.
Thanks. Back at you, my friend.
Peace.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the Satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With Satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill. Plus, get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to Satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to Satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
Grown-ups, don't go back to school. Go forward through school into your future as an IT professional. Whether you're starting out, switching careers, or a veteran ready for change, My Computer Career can help you get into IT in just a few short months with no prior experience. So take the free career evaluation now at mycomputercareer.edu. Your rewarding career in IT awaits. That's mycomputercareer.edu, an elite CompTIA certification partner. Financial aid is available to those who qualify, including the VA benefits.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. Did the dog catch the car? We have election denier legal trouble involving voting dogs, former election officials claiming they're political prisoners, and 2020 fake electors who claim they didn't know what they were doing was wrong. A Costa Mesa, California woman trying to demonstrate mail-in voter fraud was arraigned September 9th for fraudulently registering her dog Maya to vote, then casting a mail ballot in two elections in 2022. Laura Lee Urich self-reported her scheme in 2024 and posted a picture of Maya with an I voted sticker. She faces up to 6 years in prison. Ridge, Michigan reports that a circuit court judge dismissed felony charges against Michigan's 15 GOP fake electors September 2nd. The judge ruled the state failed to prove the electors knew that signing and sending the alternative slate of electors to the U.S. Senate was illegal. Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel has not ruled out an appeal. Colorado Newsline reports that Mesa County Clerk Tina Peters, convicted by a jury of four felonies relating to the tampering of her county's election machines, filed a federal habeas corpus claim asking to be released on bond pending appeal. Her attorney calls Peters a political prisoner. The state argues the federal government doesn't have jurisdiction and the case should be dismissed. We have links to the local reporting at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal. Find us on Blue Sky at Democracy Minute.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com. Hey, if you're a homeowner, you need to listen to this. In today's AI and cyber world, scammers are stealing home titles, and your equity is their target. Here's how it works. Criminals forge your signature on one document, use a fake notary stamp, pay a small fee with your county, and bang, just like that, your home title has been transferred out of your name. They then take out loans using your equity or even sell your property, and you won't even know it's happened until you get a collection or foreclosure notice.
So when's the last time you checked in your home title? If your answer is never, you need to do something about that right now, which is why I've partnered with Home Title Lock, so you can find out today if you're already a victim. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M, and you get a free title history report and a free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. That's 24/7 monitoring of your title, urgent alerts to any changes, and if fraud does happen, they'll spend up to $1 million to fix it. Protect yourself like I did. Don't be a victim. Protect your equity today. Go to HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M. That's HomeTitleLock.com/Tom to get that free title history report and that free trial of their $1 million triple lock protection. HomeTitleLock.com/Tom, T-H-O-M.
Boys in hard hats, I'll stand and fight. But behind that grin and the photo flash was a deal with the devil and a payday stash. Steel was strong, but the truth is cold. He sold out the workers for a bar of gold. Laid off in Gary, gone in Duluth, while the billionaires laughed in their tailored suits. It's the great American terrorist scam. A fistful of promises, a smokescreen sham. Jobs fall down while the prices climb. And the ones that get rich are the friends of the crime. He said, I'm here to help, then he took what he can. That's the great American tariff scam. Steel rolls rusting by the railroad track while Wall Street slapping on backs, they killed the deal that could save the plan.
25 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Steve in Oak Lawn, Illinois. Hey, Steve, what's up?
Oh, boy. Listening to John Fugelsang, just, it's so enriching.
Yeah, it is. He's brilliant.
Yeah, he's
a good man.
Well thought out. It's great. And he's right. You are the best.
Oh, thank you. So what's on your mind today, Steve?
Yeah, well, a couple of things, but the first thing I got to say is it's paradoxical, but when it comes to politics, left is right and right is wrong. That's my view.
Yeah, okay. I
also,
like that phrase.
And if somebody calls you woke, you got to say, I'd rather be woke than hypnotized by a dictator.
Yeah, or asleep. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And I originally called about talking about capitalism and socialism.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to point out that capitalism focuses on money and socialism focuses on people.
Right. And that's why there needs to be a balance between the two.
Balance. Oh, what a concept.
Well, I mean, you know, I just find it astonishing that these Republicans run around and say, we're not a socialist nation, but we've got Social Security. We're not a socialist nation, but we have police and fire departments that are paid for by the government. You know, we're not a socialist nation, but we've got Medicare. And I don't want it to go away. I love my Medicare, but I'm not a socialist. Come on. You know, it's like, really?
Yeah, they twisted from calling it Mamdani a socialist to calling him a communist.
I know. That's they don't. I think A, they don't know the difference, and B, the ones who do are just perfectly happy to just lie through their teeth and take advantage of the rubes. You know, it's really sad. Steve,
I'm sure you know, but what is the difference between communism and socialism?
That's going to take more than the 15 seconds I've got, Steve. I'm sorry. Communism doesn't work, basically. Socialism does. Thank you, Steve.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
In fact, let me qualify that. Communism works in tribal societies. It's how they're all organized. It doesn't work in large societies. We'll be right back. I knew we all have two ages, our actual age and our body's internal biological age. What I didn't know is I've likely lowered my biological age without even knowing. Here's the thing, because Americans eat so many processed foods and not enough fruit and veggies, many are 10 plus years older on the inside than their actual age. They're ticking time bombs. Major university studies suggest to slow aging and diffuse that biological time bomb, participants slowed their aging by drinking Field of Greens. That's all. They didn't change their eating, drinking, or exercise, just Field of Greens. I've been noticing more energy since I've been drinking Field of Greens. Each fruit and vegetable in Field of Greens was doctor selected for specific health benefits. Cell health, heart, lungs, kidneys, metabolism, even healthy weight. I feel great knowing Field of Greens can slow how quickly I'm aging. I encourage you to join me. Swap your untested fruit, vegetable, or green drink for Field of Greens while there's time. Check out the university study and get 20% off when you use the promo code TOM, T-H-O-M, at fieldofgreens.com. That's fieldofgreens.com, promo code TOM.
How would you like to get a free smartphone? If you own a smartphone, listen to this incredible offer that's almost too good to be true. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Plus, get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline now and we'll move your number from your existing service. Think of your savings. So don't wait. Switch your plan, save money, plus get a free smartphone every year. Call the free smartphone hotline. Online right now, we guarantee you're gonna love our service. If you don't like what we say, you can hang up on us, but you won't. Right now, you can switch your plan and get service with us for as little as $2 a day. Guaranteed for life. Call the free smartphone hotline right now. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. 800-942-1325. That's 800-942-1325.
Teach Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, Heather Heil of the Green Bay Children's Museum takes the John Candy quiz. Then I'm joined by Ethan Ogilvie, writer of the new rom-com, The Threesome, which is just hitting theaters. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 the year of the kid in Wisconsin. He's currently touring schools throughout the state to welcome students, families, educators, and staff back to school. On Monday, the governor stopped in at Wausau East High School. WXCO reporter Isabella Nieto was on location.
During his visit, Evers met with students and staff during a few classes, including a ceramics class, an American literature class, and an animal science class.
You know, it's really interesting watching students, taking a physical on a goat to looking at all sorts of pictures from the past and identifying what those pictures meant. And so really smart kids.
The visit comes after Evers signed the 2025-27 biennial budget in July, which included a nearly $1.4 billion increase in spendable revenue for K-12 schools across the state, and an over $200 million increase from the 2023-25 K-12 budget. Evers announced at the end of July that he's not running for another term. He says the budget will set the next governor up for success in increasing public school funding.
You know, I think going forward, and I would say this to anybody that runs for office, for my office, and when they get to the point of the next budget, they have to care about our public schools, our University of Wisconsin system, and our early childhood programs. That's our future.
The budget also included increases in reimbursements for high-cost special education programs and continued funding for school-based mental health services.
I'm Melissa Kay, and you're listening to WFHR and WIRI News.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
Mostly cloudy with spotty sprinkles possible and highs scraping the low 70s. Clouds clearing later tonight. It'll be a sunny day tomorrow with highs in the mid-70s. And for Friday, we warm things up to about 80. However, some showers and storms are expected overnight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Right now, 66 degrees.
Make every day extraordinary with something special from Wisconsin. From artisan cheeses to fresh produce to maple syrup, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection's Something Special from Wisconsin program is proud to work with member businesses that certify their Wisconsin-made and processed products. Look for the red and yellow sticker and visit somethingspecialfromwisconsin.com to find member businesses and products made with care, quality, and love. Sponsored by Wisconsin DATCP.
How serious is youth vaping? Irreversible lung damage serious? 1 in 10 kids vape serious? Which warrants a serious conversation from a serious parental figure, like yourself. Not the seriously know-it-all sports dad, or the seriously smart podcaster. It requires a serious conversation that is best had by you. No, seriously. The best person to talk to your child about vaping is you. To start the conversation, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
Todd Alba.
Wisconsin has a new candidate for governor. Milwaukee County Executive David Crowley. He'll join the program at 3:35, and we'll kick around politics with Pat Kreitlow and Trigvi Olsen. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
For all of your support.
Help support Progressive Radio. If you're listening to us on a commercial station, call their advertisers and let them know you're listening. If you're listening to us on Pacifica, one of our many nonprofit stations, please support them when they do their fundraising drives. Thanks for supporting Progressive Talk Radio and tag your it. The Constitution is very clear. Government must not endorse religion. Yet in Texas and Arkansas, lawmakers tried to force the Ten Commandments into every classroom. Thanks to lawsuits brought by the Freedom From Religion Foundation, federal judges stepped in, calling these laws obviously unconstitutional. This is not just about posters on the wall. It's about whether America remains a pluralistic democracy or slips toward theocracy. These victories show the courts are still willing to defend that core principle of church-state separation, and that's essential to protecting every American's freedom of conscience. If you care about preserving democracy, truth in the classroom, and the Constitution itself, now is the time to act. Go to ffrf.us/school or text my last name, Hartman, with two N's to 511-511 to become a member. Text Hartman to 511-511 or go to ffrf.us/school. Because public funds should fund public education, not religious indoctrination. Text fees may apply. FFRF.us/school.
Voices strong will bend but never break. Justice calls us now, it's now or never. Our silence is a choice we can't afford to make. Show up for democracy, don't stand by. Raise your voice, lift it high. Call your leaders, speak your truth. Vote with power, old and youth. Show up for democracy, our freedom's on the line. Talk to your neighbors. Share the fire.
6 minutes past the hour. Welcome back. Picking up the calls here. Lewis in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Hey, Lewis, what's up?
Hey, Tom, how are you?
Good.
Hey, quick theory. I'm not a conspiracy person, but I have a feeling that I know that Harris, the election was stolen from Harris via voter suppression mostly, but the Supreme Court, I think, was a tell in the election because they never would have given that immunity power to a Democratic president. So they had to know ahead of time through other means than just by voter suppression, but some other means that Donald Trump was going to win. But I think they never would have given him that power, given that power away. So
that's an interesting analysis.
Yeah, so, I mean, because the Supreme Court, so even if Trump was going to win no matter what, and if the voter suppression didn't work, I believe they had another way because the Supreme Court definitely wouldn't give that power to a Democratic president. What do you think?
Pardon my sneezing here, Lewis. It's a little cold in the studio. I just can't go there. I mean, I don't think the Supreme Court has corrupted our politics by legalizing political bribery. Pardon me, another sneeze. They've done an enormous amount of damage and, you know, giving Trump immunity and all this other stuff. But to think that they were involved in rigging the election, I'm just skeptical of it. But, you know, I can't contradict it.
Not involved in rigging, but knowing the outcome ahead of time.
Yeah. It's possible.
Yeah. All right, pardon me. Just wanted to put that out there.
Okay, thanks, Lewis. Tom in Pittsburgh. Hey, Tom, what's on your mind today?
Hey, Tom, I just wanted your opinion on something that has been
perplexing me since the run-up to the 2024 election, and that is, let me do a preface. We know that everything the Republicans and Trump do is a facade for accomplishing something else, usually consolidating power. But for me, if I can't understand why the Democrats, and you have pointed this out to your credit, why the Democrats and the media cannot point out the most blatant hypocrisy, which Trump ran on, and a lot of his voters voted for him for this, was the border and getting rid of these so-called illegal immigrants. All you have to do is point out, look, these people aren't coming here for our weather. They're coming here to work. Go to the big corporations, the agri-corporations, the hotel chains, the resorts, the golf courses, and fine the CEOs of those corporations $1,000 for every person they hire that doesn't have the proper green card and working documents. And you would shut down this thing yesterday. And yeah. I know you said this before, but why?
I've been saying this for decades.
Why is this point not being driven home by your Chuck Schumer's, all the guys, even Kamala. Kamala went as far as saying, "Oh, he would rather run on a problem than solve it." Yeah, I get that. But why didn't even she hammer that point home? Yeah. This is such a hypocritical facade. But all of Trump supporters bought into it. So we, as a Democratic party, why don't we, or saying the leaders and the people who have the podium, why aren't they hammering this home? Are they afraid that at some point these people may be their donors and they don't want to offend them?
Yes.
I just want your opinion.
Yeah.
It seems to me so obvious that they should be saying something about this.
Yeah, back 10, 15 years ago, when conservatives used to invite me on their shows and vice versa and would come on my show. And I used to go to CPAC religiously every year, and I'd sit in the radio row with all the right wing hosts and all the Republican politicians would come along and talk to me. And I would always bring this up. I would, just say very simply, Ronald Reagan stopped the practice of prosecuting wealthy white employers and shifted us to basically going after poor brown skinned people. Reagan didn't actually launch that. That was really more a Trump thing. But, Reagan stopped the practice of prosecuting employers in the 80s after the comprehensive immigration reform of, I think it was 86 or 84, whatever the year was. And I would just say, why don't you guys want to go after wealthy white employers? And I mean, these are Republicans. They would just kind of shrug. And it's like, because wealthy right. white employers are us. It's like.
Right, right.
They pay our checks.
I just don't understand why our side isn't hammering this point home.
Yeah.
Well,
because you've got a bunch of Democrats who are also on the take with wealthy white employers, sadly.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you. They're doing it out of fear of offending their potential donors.
Yeah, these are, when Mark Pocan first went to Congress about a decade ago, he was invited into the Problem Solvers Caucus. And so he said, "Oh, cool, I'll join up." And then he started asking questions like, who's funding this thing? And suddenly they didn't want him anymore. They kicked him out or he quit. I don't know, one or the other.
Yeah.
But, there are these groups of Republicans and Democrats who get together and they're both taking money from the same people. And they're both, largely singing the same song. And the problem is that, that's about a third of the Democratic Party right now at the federal level.
They're okay with funding a Gestapo force with our taxpayer money going after, like you say, the small people, who can't defend themselves and just picking random people off the street.
I'm not sure the Democrats are okay with that, but the Republicans certainly are.
Well, then why aren't they voicing it, though? I just don't hear it. I don't hear it from anybody.
Yeah, because it takes that second step, that alternative step of, okay, then why don't you go after the employers? Because I have been, like I said, I've been saying this for years, that employment is a giant magnet. And in fact, years ago, I had a copy of one of these Spanish language broadsheets. It's like a home shopping guy, the old newspapers, and it was just all ads. And it was ads in Spanish for jobs in North America, in the United States, and they were being distributed in Mexico. And I, you know, it was like, you know, here's a slaughterhouse and here's a factory. Excuse me. And this was all post Reagan. And I don't know if they're still advertising south of the border. I assume they probably haven't been doing that for about a decade now, but they used to.
But I wish the leaders, Chuck Schumer, Adam Schiff, even Gavin Newsom, I wish they would step up to the plate and hammer that point home. I mean,
we need a little more courage. I'm with you, Tom. Tom, I got to move along, but thank you for the call. Spot on. Kay in Novato, California. Hey, Kay, what's up?
Yeah, hi. Pretty scared. I just watched Rachel Maddow yesterday and became aware of the no-click spyware by the Paragon group. And Trump is reactivating the contract so ICE can use it.
Yep. ICE is already using it, apparently, yeah.
This is
Israeli spyware that you do not know is there. It's impossible to detect, and it seizes complete control of your phone and your computer and turns your camera and your microphone on and tracks every single keystroke. And, it's an amazing spyware that should be very, very tightly controlled. And now ICE is using it. And not only is ICE using that, ICE is using stingrays. Stingrays are these devices that pretend to be a cell tower. And they're connected to the actual internet, so you can, you know, your phone thinks it's talking to a cell tower. It's actually talking to a stingray, and you can have a conversation on the phone. You can surf the web. You know, everything looks normal except that you're connected directly to this computer, the stingray, which then can download everything on your phone. And they're using that too. So I mean, these people are playing for keeps, Kay. There is deadly serious stuff. And it's all, in my opinion, these are all violations of the Fourth Amendment.
I'm afraid the masses won't show up once everybody's aware.
I get it, but you can't not publicize it. I mean, it's the key is to just turn off your phone when you go out in public, or if you're going to go to a demonstration, turn off your phone or turn off the put it in airplane mode if you want to take pictures.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
45 minutes past the hour. Back with more of your calls in just a minute. What if I told you that most collagen products aren't just a waste of money? They're loaded with toxins that could lead to skin issues, heart problems, even cognitive decline. Scary, but it's true. See, collagen is the most abundant protein in your body, and your natural supply drops as you age. That's why so many people your age are turning to collagen to relieve joint pain, rebuild bones, and even look years younger. But here's the catch. You have to know what to look for. You could end up doing more harm than good. Before you buy another tub from Amazon or your local store, go check out the top 5 collagen warnings every American needs to see, along with a special offer. It's a quick read that could save your health and your wallet. Right now, get a special bundle deal at a fraction of the retail price, plus free shipping. This offer is only available at getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's. That's getnativepath.com/Hartman with two N's at the end. Getnativepath.com/Hartman.
It's that time of year again. The fall sports season is about to kick off, and you'll want the best seat in the house so you can get in on all the action. But when it's time to go, to use the facility, you want the best seat there too. That's why you should call Crockett Septic. Crockett Septic can provide porta potty rentals for a competitive price and provide reliable service to ensure your porta potty seat will always be a good one too. Wait a second. What if you stay home to watch the game? You better make sure your throne is ready to go, especially if you have friends coming over. Many area counties right now are sending out reminder cards that it's time to get your septic pumped. So call Crockett Septic and they'll take care of that right away, so you'll have the best seat in the house.
Crockett Septic, be there in a jiff. Crockett Septic, no more nasty whiff. Crockett Septic, they won't make you cry. Their bumper trucks smell just like cherry pie.
Are you looking for ways to give back to your local community? Use volunteerwisconsin.org to find opportunities to volunteer your time with organizations making a difference near you. As we celebrate United Ways Month, We're also celebrating you. Visit VolunteerWisconsin.org or get in touch with your local United Way or Volunteer Center to find out more about local opportunities to get involved. VolunteerWisconsin.org is hosted by United Way of Wisconsin and Serve Wisconsin. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great-tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Hi everyone, Seth here from Seth Faces the Music. You know, being the host of the award-winning second greatest radio show in the state of Wisconsin can be a lot of work. I have to come up with new themes all the time. So in the interest of clarity, here are some topics I will not be using in upcoming episodes.
Mittens, tinfoil, gastric bypass surgery, window treatments, 17th century Japanese art, outhouses, bowler hats, spam, clog dancing.
Seth Faces the Music, every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. only on WFHR.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us.
Roll up, join the fight.
Welcome back. Picking up your calls here. Barbara in Olmsted Falls, Ohio. Hey, Barbara, what's up?
Hey, hi. How are you?
I'm fine. What's on your mind today?
Well, when you were talking to John Buglesang, last summer I went to a program at one of the churches here in Cleveland, and it was an organization called Nods on the Bus. And they've been around for about 50 years, and they travel around to different states. So anyway, they were given a talk, so I went in and I thought, well, you know, this is probably going to be about abortion and everything. And they were here to warn us about Christian nationalism.
Oh, wow. That's great.
I know.
It's what on the bus?
Nuns on the Bus.
Oh, Nuns on the Bus. Oh, yeah, I'm familiar with them. In fact, we had on this program about, what, 4 or 5 years ago, Sean? Yeah, we've had the Nuns on the Bus on this show. There was a time when they were, you know, a lot of people were paying attention to them. That was during the Bush administration, as I recall.
Yeah, I had heard about. I'm pretty politically active in my area.
Are they still around?
And the Nuns on the Bus?
Yeah.
Not here. They were on a world.
I know they were doing that tour about a decade ago, but I haven't heard from them in a long, long time.
Well, they were doing another tour. And I think it was last April.
Oh, great!
They were doing it.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, they were doing a tour, and they stopped here in Cleveland, and that's what they were talking about: Christian nationalism.
That's wonderful. That's wonderful. That's
yeah. We have a nun in this area that's the head of the Human Trafficking Collaboration.
Wow. Wow, good on her.
I know. She's a nun with a master's degree in nursing.
Yeah, that's great. That is great. There are some great nuns out there. There are some great priests out there. John's parents, you know, his mother was a nun and his father was a priest, or a Franciscan brother, as I recall. So, you know, obviously they kind of left their vows, but I don't think they left Christianity or anything like that. But, Barbara, thank you. Thanks for sharing that story. I appreciate the call. John in Tampa, Florida. Hey, John, what's up?
How are you?
Fine. What's on your mind?
Okay. I'm a disabled veteran.
Mm-hmm.
So I went to CVS to try to get a COVID booster. No dice. Called my private doctor. No dice. I got desperate, and I called the Veterans Administration, and they told me that we have no policy on that, so we can't do that for you. I'm 75 years old. I have serious conditions due to chemical exposure, and I cannot get a booster.
That's insane.
Florida
must be one of the 16 states where you can't get it.
Yeah, right. So, I mean, not even the VA is giving it.
Yeah. Well, you're in Tampa. That's, you're about what, about a three-hour drive from Georgia?
Oh, yeah, about 4 hours, I think.
4 hours?
Yeah, yeah.
Might be worth it.
But would Georgia do it?
Well, I don't know. I would call first. Call the pharmacy.
Yeah, call first.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alabama, you know, although that's going to be a little farther down the road.
Yeah. But they're redneck states, too, though. I mean, what am I going to do?
It may well be that they are among the 16 states where you can't get a booster right now.
Oh, well, okay.
I'll look into it. It's plain old flat-out nuts. Yeah, I wish you the very best, John, and good luck, because this is it's a nasty disease, and you don't want to get it. So, John, good luck.
Right,
and you know, keep us up to date on how it works out, okay?
Okie doke.
Okay, thank
Bye-bye.
You. Tim in Charlottesville, Virginia. Hey, Tim, what's up?
Hey, Tom. Hey, I want to call you and talk to you about non-disclosure agreements. Trump has a lot of these out there.
About what? I'm sorry, I missed a word there.
Non-disclosure
agreements. Oh, NDAs, yeah, okay.
Yeah. So Trump has a lot of those out there, and they should become invalid legally, but become invalid somehow when they deter justice or hide a crime or a criminal.
I agree. In fact, I think legally an NDA cannot be used to hide a crime. I'm pretty sure of that. I'm quite sure of that.
Yeah, I mean, how many people at Mar-a-Lago or wherever he's been have signed them? I mean, wasn't there that one doctor at Bethesda who refused to sign one while he was getting treated for COVID?
I recall that story vaguely. But this is something that Trump has done apparently his whole entire life, and it probably dates back to his time, under the tutelage of Roy Cohn, using the law as a club, using the law as a weapon, and these non-disclosure agreements, anybody who's ever worked with him or for him has had to sign them, and there's draconian provisions in them, and a lot of them are unenforceable, but they scare people, they intimidate people,
and
that's the goal.
Well, he has frivolous lawsuits. And he'll run you into the ground.
Exactly.
Legally.
Yep.
And make you go into poverty before.
There you go. That's the whole point of it. Tim, thanks for the call. Great to hear from you, and I appreciate you listening to us there in Virginia. Thanks for being with us today. We'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there, get active, tag, you're it. Pass along the good word, share the good memes. Wake people up. It's a big job. We all got to pitch in here. Have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the folks around you. Stay safe, and I will catch up with you tomorrow.
You've been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit tomhartman.com.
So you just got back from your summer vacation, right? Maybe even had to book two rooms because of your snoring. Some vacation, huh? Snoring can be an underlying cause of high blood pressure, heart disease, stroke, even memory loss. Introducing Zepa. That's Happy Z spelled backwards. Zepa is a doctor-designed mouthpiece that moves your jaw forward to keep your airway open. From now through the month of October, you can put an end to your snoring and save $10 on a limited edition pink Zepa. They'll even donate another $10 to the Susan G. Komen Foundation. Help ZIPA reach their goal to raise $50,000 for breast cancer research by going to ZIPA, ZYPPAH.com, and using the code PINK, or text my first name, Tom, that's THOM, to 511-511. Put your snoring on a permanent vacation and help a worthy cause with the snoring device I trust by visiting ZIPA.com and using the code PINK, or text Tom to 511-511. Remember, ZIPA's happy.
Snakes, zombies, sharks, heights, speaking in public. The list of fears is endless. But while you're clutching your blanket in the dark, wondering if that sound in the hall was actually a footstep, the real danger is in your hand when you're behind the wheel. And while you might think a great white shark is scary, what's really terrifying and even deadly is distracted driving. Eyes forward, don't drive distracted. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Retirement can be scary, but only if you're not prepared. That's why AARP created thisispretirement.org. Because unless you've already retired, you're in pretirement and you still have time to plan. Learn about retirement savings options, potential tax breaks, and how you can build savings over time. Visit thisispretirement.org for free resources to help you customize your action plan and feel the retirement fear disappear. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. NATO sent fighter jets to shoot down Russian drones over Poland. Olivia Rinaldi reports from the White House there is reason for the worry.
NATO allies are seeing this as certainly a threat. And this is something that President Zelensky has said consistently, which is he won't stop at Ukraine. President Putin will keep going if we do not deter this aggression.
Still, Zelensky blasted global leaders today for inaction. He says Russia is testing the limits of what is possible. The European Commission is threatening possible sanctions against Israel for yesterday's attack on Hamas leaders in Qatar. Former U.S. Ambassador to Israel Edward Jajarian.
The Trump administration has floated a comprehensive ceasefire deal in which Qatar, as a key mediator, has been in these ceasefire talks. It raises serious questions about Israel's intent on actually reaching an agreement at this time.
On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. CBS News Brief, I'm Cammie McCormick.